Morning, this is Kathleen reading from 1 Samuel chapter 13. Paul was 30 years old when he became king, and he reigned over Israel for 42 years. Saul chose 3,000 men from Israel. 2,000 were with him at Michmash and in the hill country of Bethel, and 1,000 were with Jonathan at Gibeah of Benjamin. The rest of the men he sent back to their homes. Jonathan attacked the Philistine outpost at Geba, and the Philistines heard about it. Then Saul had the trumpets blown throughout the land and said, "Let the Hebrews hear." So all Israel heard the news. Saul has attacked the Philistine outpost, and now Israel has become an offence to the Philistines. And the people were summoned to join Saul at Gilgal. The Philistines assembled to fight Israel with 3,000 chariots, 6,000 charioteers, and soldiers as numerous as the sand on the seashore. They went up and camped at Michmash, east of Ben-Avon. When the men of Israel saw that their situation was critical and that their army were hard-pressed, they hid in caves and thickets, among the rocks, and in pits and cisterns. Some Hebrews even crossed the Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. Paul remained at Gilgal, and all the troops with him were quaking with fear. He waited 7 days, the time set by Samuel. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and Saul's men began to scatter. So he said, "Bring me the burnt offering and the fellowship offerings." And Saul offered up the burnt offering. Just as he finished making the offering, Samuel arrived, and Saul went out to greet him. "What have you done?" asked Samuel. Saul replied, "When I saw that the men were scattering, and that you did not come at the set time, and that the Philistines were assembling at Michmash, I thought, now the Philistines will come down against me at Gilgal, and I have not sought the Lord's favour. So I felt compelled to offer the burnt offering." "You acted foolishly," Samuel said. "You have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you. If you had, he would have established your kingdom over Israel for all time. But now your kingdom will not endure. The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart and appointed him leader of his people because you have not kept the Lord's command." Then Samuel left Gilgal and went up to Geba of Benjamin, and Saul counted the men who were with him. They numbered about 600. Saul was the anointed king to lead the people of Israel with God's authority. This is an account of the conflict between the Israelites and the Philistines. And after Jonathan had attacked and defeated the Philistine outpost at Geba, the Philistines were quick to respond, and they were much more numerous than the Israelite forces. And where they see the situation, it says that they went to hide in caves. Some deserted, and the troops that were with Saul, it says they were quaking with fear. It's so much a picture of the effects of war, and we can relate to this as we think of the situation in Ukraine, greatly outnumbered, many having to hide and without provision in basements, many having to flee the country, and others who are still there in great fear. But a word also that spoke to me was in verse 12, where it says, Paul said, "I thought." Samuel the priest had arranged to meet Saul at Gilgal, where he would be coming to make sacrifices to the Lord before the battle. And it said it would be in 7 days. Saul waited until the seventh day. The Philistines were greatly outnumbered them, and there was great fear. Where was Samuel? And so he took it upon himself to make the burnt offering and to offer sacrifice. Just then, Samuel arrived and says, "What have you done?" He came on the seventh day, but Saul didn't wait. And he said, "I thought," this speaks to me. He said, "I thought that it would be all right." It speaks to me about when we don't know what God wants us to do, we sometimes think, "Well, I think I'll do this." And I've made mistakes when I've not waited until I've had a clear picture of what was right to do. We can always find forgiveness, but it's a better idea to wait until we know what's the right thing to do. So we'll have a time of prayer now. And pray first of all for Ukraine, and then to pray for ourselves too. Lord, we pray for the ongoing battle in Ukraine, where people are hiding. We pray for those who are fleeing the country. And Lord, we ask that there'll be provision made in many homes in this country for them. And we also pray for those who are staying, who are full of fear. We lift them up to you. Help them not to be overwhelmed. Lord, that many might come to know the peace of the Lord Jesus in their hearts. May we be faithful in praying for them, that in this dark place you will be their light. And then about the thinking of our own ideas, may we be willing to wait for your direction, not to have just good ideas, but look to you just as Jesus did. He looked to the Father for his direction. Help us to do the same. Lord, be with us today. We pray a blessing on each one. In Jesus' name. Amen.